This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space on Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in his boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic space tourism company reached an altitude of about 53 miles or 88 kilometers over the U.S. New Mexico desert. That gave them enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and to see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided back home to a runway landing. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Sunday deplored the political split in the country about getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. Polls show that Democrats, who generally are more liberal in their support of government programs, are much more inclined to get inoculated than Republicans, who often hold more skepticism about government actions and conservative views supporting individual rights. One recent poll showed 93% of people who identify as Democrats say they have been vaccinated or intend to get shots in their arms, while only 49% of Republicans say they have or plan to. Fauci, who is President Joe Biden's top medical advisor, told ABC News, "We're trying to put politics aside. Viruses don't know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican or an independent." Fauci said he understands that some conservatives are reluctant to get shots because health regulators have only approved the vaccines for emergency use and have yet to give them a full stamp of approval. But he said there was no doubt in his mind they will get a stamp of approval and are, quote, definitely worth the risk. This is VOA News. On Sunday, Australia announced its first coronavirus-related death for 2021 and 77 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. Officials did not identify the woman who died. They only described her as in her 90s. Authorities said she died Saturday, just hours after she was diagnosed with COVID-19. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 due to aggressive lockdown efforts, but it has proved vulnerable to fresh outbreaks due to a slow rollout of its vaccination program and confusing requirements involving the two-shot AstraZeneca vaccine, which is the dominant one in its stockpile. Four additional bodies were recovered Sunday from the collapsed condominium building near Miami, Florida. This brings the total death toll to 90. Miami Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Sunday morning that among the 71 bodies had been identified, 31 people are still listed as missing. Three young children were among those recently identified. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said Sunday that the recovery operation would last roughly 2 to 3 more weeks. The search for survivors officially ended at midnight on Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after part of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. A Pentagon spokesman said Sunday that the United States is watching with deep concern as Taliban insurgents take control of more territory in Afghanistan as American forces leave under President Joe Biden's withdrawal orders. Over nearly 2 decades, the U.S. has supplied Afghanistan with billions of dollars in weaponry to defend itself. But with Biden pulling U.S. troops out of the country by August 31st, control of the country is increasingly uncertain. Taliban insurgents say they already control 85% of the country. That claim has been contested. But the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby did not dispute a Fox News assessment that 13 million Afghans live under Taliban control, 10 million are assessed to live under Afghan government rule, 9 million are believed to live in contested regions. Italy has won the European Football Championship for the second time by beating England 3-2 on penalties. The match finished 1-1 after extra time. It was England's third straight failure from the penalty spot in the shootout in front of its own fans at Wembley Stadium. And hot weather alerts are in place for more than 30 million people across the western United States after the region's second heat wave in weeks brought another round of near historic high temperatures. Sweltering conditions have hit much of the Pacific seaboard and as far inland as the western edge of the Rocky Mountains. Over the weekend, forecasters are warning of more to come. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.